Hello, welcome to the podcast from SFist.com and Isotope Comics. We're talking about comic books and San Francisco, and somehow those two things are connected to each other, and that's what we're here to talk about. I'm Matt, and today we're going to be talking about Doctor Strange the Oath, a Marvel series about the wonderful Dr. Stephen Strange. He's a master of the dark arts, you know. Joining me will be James to do some of the voices for our recreation, as well as our very special guest, Ms. Shirley MacLaine. So before we talk about the book, let's just explain the premise with Doctor Strange as best we can. It's kind of always been unclear to me exactly what his deal is. He's some sort of necromancy, dark voodoo, magic arts, black power guy. His specialty seems to be ancient relics and weird, obscure pagan gods and strange incantations and mystical tombs and libraries and weird powers in general. So he's kind of like Indiana Jones, but more occult. So he fights crime in his various ways and recovers artifacts and travels through portals in space and time. And he's very noble and dignified, and he's pretty wonderful, actually. I don't usually go in for the superheroes because they have this sort of boilerplate, I'm so brooding, my life is so hard, everything I'm saying is so important sort of thing. But Doctor Strange is just so over the top and bizarre that it really works for him. So hooray, Doctor Strange. In this particular series, The Oath, written by a man named Vaughn Martin Lopez Rodriguez, or possibly four people with those four last names, Doctor Strange walks into the emergency room, well, is actually carried into the emergency room by his assistant. Doctor Strange has been shot. The unthinkable. And so now a general practitioner superhero named Night Nurse has to operate on Doctor Strange. And as she does so, trying to remove the bullet, Doctor Strange appears over them in a ghostly apparition form. It's his ghostly astral projection having escaped from his corporeal form on the operating table. And so he relates the tale of why he's been shot and what he was doing and all that kind of stuff. There's a couple awesome things about this book in particular. One of them is Night Nurse. She was a awful Marvel character from the 60s. Her book ran for maybe two or three episodes, and everyone hated her, but she's been brought back here, and she's actually really interesting. She's this lady who, she was saved by superheroes at one point, and now she's dedicated herself to serving them. The superheroes come to her, and she provides them with medical care. In the very beginning of the book, we see a superhero named Iron Fist and Aranya, who I'm not familiar with. Maybe they're made up for this issue. And they've got various silly ailments, like a pulled hamstring or whatever. And they're just sitting around in the waiting room when Doctor Strange comes in with a real emergency. So the story of the book is that for some reason somebody shot Doctor Strange while stealing this magic elixir that he got for his assistant, who has a rare disease. And the question is, why is this person shooting Doctor Strange? Why do they want this elixir? What's going on with the disease? Also, the particular disease that his assistant has and the elixir that he recovers, I won't spoil this, is kind of joltingly real. It's not like, you know, the flu of Habitasham or some mystical thing like Doctor Strange would normally be dealing with. It's actually something fairly pedestrian, which is kind of weird, but I think I like that. It's kind of gives the comic a unexpected. It would be a punchline if it wasn't so serious, because we've been through all this silliness, giant cat demons and things, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, something completely ordinary. Another awesome thing is Doctor Strange's cape. There's so much character in this book just in the humans. And not even in the humans, Doctor Strange's cape has a ton of character. At one point we see his cape kind of swirling around in his apartment or his abode or whatever you want to call it, in his study library, and the cape is kind of creeping around like a cat, and when Doctor Strange is ready to leave the house, the cape kind of swirls up around him and perches itself on his shoulders, ready to, you know, be swirled around majestically as Doctor Strange does. And that's really, that kind of character stuff is really what makes this book so awesome. The characters are just so cool. Night Nurse is an interesting, plucky broad. She'd be played by one of the Hepburns, if not both, in the movie. Doctor Strange, of course, is magnificent as always. There's a few bit parts in the very beginning, and they too are mysterious and vague. The villains, what are they up to? One of them has a bonsai tree on his desk, so he must be cunning and powerful or something. And he also has an iMac, which is kind of a strange touch. The villain quite clearly has an iMac sitting on his desk. Another one of those little touches that's like, oh, there's something real. That's kind of funny. So, big thumbs up for Doctor Strange, The Oath. This is a five-part series, and we eagerly await future installments. And now, without any further ado, let's go to tonight's dramatic recreation.
Ah! A pleasure to finally make your acquaintance, too. Ghost? Not yet. This is my astral projection, which escapes the corporeal form currently bleeding out all over your table.
Right. Blood type?
Dr. Strange is B positive, but all servants to masters of the dark arts carry the universal donor. And unless my current situation would preclude me, I am...
Fine. How about medical history? You ever have any major surgeries, Doc?
Just one. For a time, I was one of the finest surgeons in the country, but I was also an arrogant wretch. As I was racing my vintage 63 Stingray to one of the few patients who could afford my services, I had a collision with destiny, not to mention a damn tree. My colleagues saved my life, but not my hands. They told me that I had permanent nerve damage and that I would never again steady a scalpel. I sought out a second opinion. In the mountains of Tibet, I met a mystic known as the Ancient One, who taught me to care about something other than myself. I wasn't my mentor's only student, but I was his best. And with his passing, I became the planet's new Sorcerer Supreme!
You're serious. You call yourself the Sorcerer Supreme, and you say you're used to be arrogant?
Careful. Another millimeter and you'll open my aorta.
Will Doctor Strange's aorta be punctured? Well, you'll just have to read the book to find out. You can pick it up at Isotope Comics, or really any comic book shop. They should all carry Doctor Strange, for heaven's sake. Doctor Strange, The Oath is the title of this series, and it's written by Mr. Vaughn Martin Lopez Rodriguez, who also does all of the lettering and all of the art all by himself. Isn't he amazing? That's it for this week. I'd like to thank James for providing a voice or two in the recreation, and also for baking cookies 2 days ago. That was very nice. That's it for this week. You can read our written reviews of the comics at sfist.com, and you can pick up more awesome comics at Isotope. So, I'll see you next time. Bye.
A pleasure to make... Fuck.